வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நமோ மகாபதன்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌர த்விஷே குருவே கௌர சந்திராய to be happy. Anyone of this world don't want to be unhappy. And that happiness also should be unmixed with any sorrow, sufferings. We like it. This is called Ananda. We like Ananda. You know, Ananda word, Ananda means happiness. But this Ananda cannot come without prema, love and affection. So, happiness and love is same thing. Pure happiness of life. Pure love and affection we want. But we see that in this world, sometimes very little happiness or affection comes, but comes with, mixed with sorrow and sufferings. We don't want to be old, we don't want that our hair should be white, we don't want that we should see less or we should become blind. We want that we should be always young and young. So beautiful. But after some time, you will be old, possibly. Whether you want or not, oldness will come and marry us. Very false. We want to marry, but not to any old lady. Or she is not so beautiful, ugly. But oldness is ugly. And anyone will not like to marry her. But forcibly, she marries. Want or not. Your teeth will go away. Whether you are taking nakli ka. Not real, unreal.
False teeth.
That thing. We can take some medicine to make our hairs grey hairs or white hairs black. Also, very beautiful chicks will have so many, like old persons.
Wrinkles.
So, you'll have to be old and marry oldness. And one day we cannot walk, so many persons will come and help me to go to last stage, to where grapes are burning. So many persons will come. In India, thousands of persons taking that dead body go to funeral place and they burn it. If you will not burn, if you will burn it, it will be ashes. If you will not burn, then so many wild dogs, sugar.
Jackals.
Jackals, hawks, and all will come. And they will quarrel forward. This is mine, this is mine. Why you can? And it will be like Vishta. It's like a stone. And if they will not touch, then so many worms and insects will this body. In the last stage, it will bound to be like so. So we should think from where this soul has come. Whether we are soul or this body. It is the fundamental truth that this body is not soul. There is so much difference between our soul and this body. And knowing this, we'll have to be detached somewhat from worldly luxuriousness. And after that, we'll have to know we are the part and parcel of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not a... We have come here as a refugee here. You know refugee?
Refugee.
Not our own land. So this world is as a place of refugees. We'll have to give up this world and take. Whether you want or not want, he will beckon you in a moment. So where to go? If you have no affection for Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created this world, who is brought up and supporting this world, and after this world is old, then goes into him. He is God. What is the meaning of God? G, generator. O, operator, who operates whole world. Without his, sun cannot shine, earth cannot stand, world will be of nowhere. So he is operating. And D, destroyer also. He is God. He is Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Know this meaning? I think that Tamil persons can. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. He did not die, he did not take birth. He is eternal. God is one. God is not so many. In Vedas it has been written, in Vedas and all scriptures in India, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has so many names, he has so much power, infinite power. He is so beautiful. Satyam, Shivam. Anyone like beautiful things. But if a beautiful man, person or thing has some poison in thee, we cannot love. We cannot want. So it must be Satyam Shivam. Shivam means Kalyanakari.
Auspiciousness.
He should be merciful. He should be almighty. And so much beautiful. Satyam Shivam. There is none beautiful like Krishna. A boy, very beautiful, three-folding, playing on floor, smiling somewhat, fragrance coming from his body, he attracts everyone. Whether cows, whether anyone in this world, he attracts everyone. So Krishna is so much beautiful, he is so much merciful, And he is sub-samayakali nitya. Everything in Krishna. He can fulfill all kinds of wishes. We know Nishinga Bhagavan, he is God. He is powerful, but he is not beautiful like Krishna. You know, he has his head like lion and very dangerous. Ram is so beautiful, but he cannot fulfill all the things. Just as Christ is powerful, but he will only like father and mother, not like husband, not like a Shakha. Shakha means friend. Nishing Bhagavan cannot be like a friend because he is so dangerous. But he protects all. But not so much beautiful like Krishna. So Krishna is unparalleled, beautiful, unparalleled, but Shivam, merciful, having all the good quality and so beautiful and omnipotent. You should take my mood because my English is not so good. Very, very poor. I don't know how I'm speaking. So, Krishna can fulfill all the wishes we have. Anyone can do like this. So, if you have some a little affection for him, honor for him, he can fulfill all our things. So he is our supreme personality of Godhead. Even what Ramchandra cannot give, Krishna can give everything. So if we have some affection and love for Krishna, then we may be so happy for all times, also for coming times. Here also, and next birth also, and after birth, if we have salvation, liberation, then also. So we should try to have affection with Krishna, with God. Yes, he is embodiment of love and affection. And the way the gopis of Prabhu love him is the best way. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. He is himself Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But for mercifully, because he is causeless, merciful. He loves all of us, of all. Because we are part and parcel of this. So he came to give these things. You cannot be happy if you are not coming towards Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give these things. Two, he tried to detach us from the worldly affairs, worldly enjoyments, worldly false egos and false happiness, and to give that kind of eternal bliss and eternal love and affection, so that you can easily be happy and you can be peaceful, otherwise not. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, at that time, he took sannyas order, renounce order. No renounce order, gave up his wife, children, everything. And he took sannyas and left everything, his mother, old mother, his wife, very newly married, Vishnu Priya Devi, all weeping there. and lamenting. He went to Jagannath Puri and he went to South India up to Kanyakumari. He moved everywhere and gave all these things to persons. And he made all bhakta, persons, devotee. Then he returned to Puri and he wanted to go to Vrindavan. You know Vrindavan? You have been. Very decent place, very beautiful Krishna, as Krishna. Flowing Jamuna so sweetly, all kinds of best flowers, Beli, Chameli, Yui, lotus leaves, flowers and all. Very calm and quiet, cool breeze always blowing, going on. Wanted to go and to meet Krishna as a mood of Radhika. He was coming to Vrindavan on the path of Ganges and Jamuna, because Jamuna comes from Vrindavan to Prayag and it meets to Ganges, and from Ganges now coming to Navadvip, Calcutta, and at last in Bay of Bengal. So there was only path to go to Vrindavan by the side of Ganges. He was coming. But it was mere bahana tha.
Excuse.
It was only a trick.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
He wanted to meet Rupa and Sanatan, very learned persons, young personality, so qualified person. And they lived at the bank of Ganges and they were prime minister and private secretary of the king, Mohammedan king, Hussain Shah. They met with Rupa and Sanatan and told, don't waste your time. I'm going to Vrindavan. I'm now returning to Jagannath, but after some time I will go to Vrindavan, you should come to Vrindavan. And I want to be with you, hearing Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. How he was in Vrindavan, what pastimes he played, what is written in Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita. We will discuss all these things. They were ready, gradually they become detached from the kingdom and all these things. And at last Rupa Goswami first went to Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not present there. So he was returning. He gave up his all kinds of worldly things, all property, all money, everything. Then, why he gave up? You know that if Krishna has given birth, he has given everything for us. And if sorrow is coming without wanting, unhappiness is coming without wanting, then everything will come also. Money will come, praise will come, everything will come. So we don't want to waste our time, Rupa and Sanatan thought, and Rupa Goswami went to Vrindavan. But he was returning back because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Benaras, Prayag, and they met together there. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world, Krishna has come to this world, taking the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika to give something, positive thing, love and affection to all kinds of persons. Even to animals and trees. And when today we were walking in the field, I wanted to tell the devotee that you should try to chant Hare Krishna more loudly. What I was chanting, I missed. If you go anywhere, you can chant loudly, then trees, creepers, animals, insects, all will hear it. Whether they don't know meaning or no meaning, no heart. If you don't know the meaning of fire, even if you will touch fire, it will burn it. Understand? It is surely. So if for chanting name, whether you know meaning or no, all animals, grasses and everything will hear and they will in their another birth, they will have association of pure bhakti. And thus gradually they will develop their Krishna consciousness and they will be liberated from this world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave everything what is positive, like what is bhakti. What is bhakti rasa? Rasa means? So everything. And he inspired everything in his heart what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give the world, but he could not give. He inspired also Sanatana Goswami, Vaidhi Bhakti. You know Vaidhi Bhakti? That rules and regulations of Bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially get devotion, bhakti, rasa, devotion and love. How it can be increased to God? How can we develop all these things? How a minus will come? Minus means?
Possessiveness.
Possessiveness to Krishna. Krishna is mine. God is mine. And He is. So this will come. Then he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came to Vrindavan. No. He was coming from Vrindavan. And he told Rupa Goswami that you should go to Vrindavan and write books. Then he wrote so many books. Bhakti, Rasamrita, Sindhu. What is bhakti? We have no pure conceptions of bhakti. What is bhakti? Swarup Goswami, in his book, in four parts, he wrote so many things about bhakti. What is bhakti? So if we will not know all these things, only we will distribute books, we will not taste in what is in that book, only distribution will not do. Only making temples will not do. We should try to make our heart temple where Krishna and Radhika should be there. This is positive thing. Only negative thing will not do. You know Vairagya?
Renunciation.
Detachment. Only detachment will not do if there is not any positive thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami has tried. Srila Raghunath Goswami has all tried to give the positive thing. This is the main thing. If we don't know what is that positive, prem or love or affection, and if we have no affection for Krishna, in chanting, in remembering the pastimes of Krishna, also remembering the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was so merciful to Jagai and Madhai also. And in that time Jagai and Madhai were only two. But in these days, very pure devotion, devotee are two only. And all others are Jagai and Madhai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu get this positive thing. We should try to take these positive things. without positive thing, only detachment and negative things will not do. Even the four things, you know, tena tapi sune chena tarurapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. You know the meaning? You should explain the meaning of this issue.
Chanadapi sunichena, that one should consider himself like lower than a blade of grass. Chanadapi sunichena. Tororapi sadishuna. Tororiva sadishuna. One should be more tolerant than...
More loudly.
One should be more tolerant than a tree. And amanina manadena. One should not desire any kind of respect for himself, but he should give respect to all. Kirtaniya sadahari. In this condition of mind, then one can always perform harikirtan.
But if any one has three qualities, then all qualities. All qualities. But in positiveness, there is no love and affection for Krishna. He is not chanting, not remembering. Then what is the use of this for? Nothing, zero, cipher. Understand what I am going to tell? If all the qualities are there, but we have no Krishna bhakti, no affection for Krishna, we have no interest in chanting, remembering, then no use of all these things. Then we will like, we are like Mayavadi. Mayavadi, you know?
Monism.
So, if these four are not there, but Guru has given Hari name and he has given Diksha, initiation, and he is chanting, remembering something, but not possesses these four qualities in full, but by association, these will come gradually. But if we have no trust for Krishna, we are not chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna. If four qualities are, all qualities, likes and lacks qualities are there. But even like cipher. If one is in left side and zero is in right side, then it is 10. No? And if one is there and after that two zeros are given, three is given, four, five, six, then it will come to lakh, more than lakhs and so on. But if you will take off one and lakhs, 100 zeros, what is the
value of
the lakhs, zeros? Nothing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and his all followers there have come to give this positive thing, how we can produce this. So he wrote first shloka in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. What shloka he wrote? Anna bhilashita sunyam gyan karma dhanavritam anukullena krishnan silanam bhakti ruttama. You should try to remember this shloka. Very valuable shloka. Not even written in Srimad Bhagavat. Frankly written like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very happy to hear all these things, Lord. So I would like to explain something about this issue. One kirtan should be done. Anna Vilasita Sunya Dhyan Karmati Dhyanamrutam Ankullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Ankullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Bhakti means to serve. To whom serve? The personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is embodiment of Prem or Prem, love and affection. Everything is so loving at that for Krishna. His eyes are crooked, his desh is so crooked, he gives invitation to all to come to serve Krishna. His speaking is so sweet, his dancing is so sweet, his talking is so sweet, his everything is sweet. His mother is sweet, his sakhis are so sweet, his Vrindavan is sweet, his Jamuna is sweet, his father is sweet. Everything of Krishna is sweet, especially the mouth is so sweet. Eye is very beautiful. We cannot give any example of this world. So beautiful, everything.
No comparison.
All comparisons of words have been felt there. How beautiful, sweet is Krishna. To serve Krishna is also so sweet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this sweetness to all persons, all creatures, not only to Hindu, not only Muslims, even to animals, creatures, trees and animals and everywhere. At that time a flood came from Navadvip, Mayapur, and it took in his stomach all world.
Inundated
all world. All Mayavadi, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Tapasvi, all were drowned in that flood. And that was Prem flood. Love and love. Flood of affection and love. Mayavadi at once ran away to Puri and to Kashi. But flood went run up, following them. And at last catch up and they drowned in that. It was a very beautiful thing at that time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. To give this sweetness of Krishna, because he was himself Krishna, and plus Srimati Radhika. So combined mercy of Radha and Krishna was in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why he gave this prem, which is even by Brahma has not that. Shiva has nothing, that prem. And that prem he gave to all the person to whom he looked. Were going, walking in the street at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave prem to them also. So he is telling to Rupa Goswami and he wrote this verse. Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam. To serve sweet Krishna by all the organs we have, hands, face, everyone, eyes, tongue, everything. By mind and also by mood. And after that, by soul, we can serve Krishna. So we will have to serve Krishna to please Krishna. But not only to please. Like Charun Mushti, they wanted to kill Krishna. But Krishna was so happy to wrestle with them that he wanted to taste this beer rush.
Mellow of fighting.
Mellow of fighting. Mellow of fighting. Sweetness of fighting. He wanted to taste. Krishna became happy, but it is not bhakti. Yashoda was chastising Krishna, holding his hands, holding himself here and there, rebuking, chastising. Krishna was weeping. No mother, I will not do like this. And he was weeping. But yet it is bhakti. because he wanted to make Krishna so strong, wise, and all things. So we should try to serve Krishna by our, all the organs we have. If you cannot, by mind you can do, by moods you can do. Krishna is my, Krishna is my priyatam. Priyatam means dear.
Most dearest.
Krishna is my son. Krishna is my friend. We can do it. I'll explain it tomorrow, but I'm giving hint, little hint, that it will not be pure and developed unless we are giving up all the worldly desires. Anna Vilasita. What is Anna Vilasita Shunya? We should not desire any worldly things, anything from Krishna by serving. He will please then give up all these things, what we want. I have no child, I want a child. Oh Krishna, give me one child. I am praying you. I am doing bhakti. This is not bhakti. If Krishna tells that you should, what you want, you should pray for that. Prahlad Maharaj told, I don't want anything. I am not a businessman. So bhakti is not a thing to be like a business thing. Give and take. To give ourselves everything in the Lord's feet of Krishna. I am giving an example of Anna Vilasita Shunya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, newly married Vishnu Priya Devi. Vishnu Priya Devi was so, so lovely and so beautiful. And at that time in whole India, she was beautiful. She was not young, less than young, she was Kishori.
Teenage.
13 age.
Going to be young, less than young, so beautiful, marvelous. Youngness, not so beautiful. Beautiful. But those who are going to be young, but not yet young, the girls, so beautiful. So she was like a Kishori, very beautiful. Panchaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give up this world and to take renounce order. At very that day, he went to walk in his village. He went to villagers. Among them, there are some also milkmen. Guala, you know, go.
Milkmen.
Milking men. They gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu milk. He went to Tambuli. Tambuli means those who make betel nut. They gave betel nut. He went to fruits man. They gave so many fruits. Everywhere where he went, lovely, they gave something. कोई not donation क्या उनको उपहार दिया
present something
they presented something he took it all and came to his house it was now evening he told his mother that make a very delicious food of
pumpkin and milk
that
pumpkin
milk and sugar giving carpoon man
camphor
of camphor and so many things She made it, she cooked it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered to Krishna or Narayan and he took and he kept something for his mother and wife. In the night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his wife. He had never gone to his wife, never met, always chanting Hare Krishna, weeping. Sometime, falling down on the earth, rolling on the earth, always crying, where Krishna you are, where you are, always crying. But today he was turned something. day when his wife, in decorated form, he was taking betel net also, and with him there was a betel net. He get from his own hand to Vishnupriya today, and he decorated his hair, gave flowers in his
inner hair.
What?
Inner braids.
Like Indian girls, they decorate their face with champak pushpa and other pushpas. He decorates her so much. And trying to speak, smiling something. But by this behavior, Vishnupriya was with him, not so pleased. She was not happy. Why? Why he has done today, after so many, 3-4 years, his marriage has been done. But he has not spoke with me, always trying, weeping, weeping, Krishna, Krishna. Why he became so? Today, in the morning I went to take bath in Ganges. In the way, a stone was there and my feet was
injured.
And blood was coming. I was thinking why it is so. And when I went in Ganges and took bath, my
nose
ring
during
marriage ceremony, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has get him. It was gone in river. She tried to search it, but not found. She was weeping, oh, my best thing in my life, I have missed. What today will happen, I don't know. She came weeping to her mother-in-law, Sachi Devi, and began to weep. She told to, she wanted to
console her.
She asked, why you are weeping so? She told that I have lost my... I don't know what will be today. So she is thinking here, a lamp is going to be set up, it goes on. What?
The time
of
extinguishing
the
lamp, we can
flame
the
more.
No, you don't know.
Lamp is extinguished.
Because यदि एक lamp जो बुझने को होता है, तो वो ऊपर में उठता है धप धप धप.
Just before the lamp will go out.
Yes.
The flame will go high a few times.
So she is thinking like this. Today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my husband is loving so much, he is decorating by himself and try to speak, smiling. But he sends something wrong. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was 12 in night. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his Jogmaya that go on Vishnupriya and make her sleep. So sound sleeps you cannot know anything. Very sound sleep came by Jogmaya and she went sleep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only short words said, today I am giving up all things. All money, land, old mother, whole family, this new married wife, his pratishtha. This time means
fame,
everything he is giving up. And went to Ganges in the midnight. Mother Sachiva waiting on the door. She became like wood. She cannot move. Tears were dry. Heart was dry. What to do? She cannot think. Could not think. In separation mood, he became like old, like dead body. She could not check her child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu get 3 parikrama of Sachima 4. And he did pranam to Chaitanya, mother. But mother could not bless him, nor he took embrace, nor told anything. Like dumb he was seeing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of his home. River Ganges was flowing sweetly. And Chaitanya, where Krishna you are, where? Without you, I cannot alive. And he jumped in the sea. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
he went to Kantak Nagari and took renounce order from
Vishnu Bharati.
So this is Anya Vilash. If you want to serve Krishna and to please Krishna, you will have to be like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Vishnu Priya, like Sachi Devi. If you want to fully serve Krishna, where Krishna, where Krishna? This is called Anna Vilashadasa. Rest we will discuss and explain tomorrow. Gaur Pramanande. Ek Mahamantra karo.
So I am doing this because I do sitting whole day and night. So doctor has advised only for me 2 hours. You are quite long. They said do kirtan in the morning. Walk. Don't waste your time. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to tell that walking is like prostitute. Don't unke saath sang mat karo.
Don't associate
with walking.
Vedu parikram.
But when I am not there, you should chant, remember, do kirtan. And if you are coming with me, you can see this as Vrindavan, mountain-like. But no river. Here river?
Yeah.
Where?
There's, but
no water. Mean,
the name of the city, Kuala Lumpur, means muddy river.
Oh.
So there's a river.
What river?
Muddy.
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 Pila pila jol. Muddy. Kada kada jol.
Oh.
Borsa kala jol. Hai na wada nudite.
So it runs through the whole city.
Whole city?
Yeah, but not here. Because
we're... This one here, just Sungai Long.
That's the river,
it
means river, long river.
Not long.
Long.
Lambe, Lambe.
So many rivers coming from the mountains here because there's so much rain.
They will go to sea?
Yes.
But not as long as Brahmaputra and Ganges.
What's happened if we put some Ganges water in some river in another country? Like, a few years ago, Rajiv Gandhi, he brought some Ganges and he put it in the river in Paris.
In?
Paris, Paris.
France.
France.
He says now this river has become Ganges. It's true.
Canada. Somewhat pure. Ganga water never becomes full of insects and anything. If anyone river comes in Ganges, it became Ganges. But that river should be even that river, not Ganges.
What does it mean when we say that Bhaktisiddhanta is saying that walking is like prostitute? That means we should not walk where we're doing japa?
Krishna. What Krishna?
What Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada said about walking, that means while we are doing any japa, we should not walk. We should
no.
Sit.
Why bhakti? For me. So it is like a karma. And when we will walk for Krishna, then it will be. Otherwise it will be like prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
when I'm walking for Krishna, that I may be in good health, that I may serve more, then far away, from far away it will be like bhakti, otherwise. So we should not do anything for me also, for us. We should do always to serve Krishna. Whatever we do, we should do for Krishna, or Krishna associates. We should marry for Krishna. But how? Marry. We marry for us. What we have done, let us learn. No harm. But from now, we should try to do everything for Krishna, for Gurudev, for Vaishnava, for. If there is money, I can serve Gurudev, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, no need of money. I will take some prasadam and do bhajan. So, to give Krishna prasadam, something we needed. Otherwise, like yours, you can have lakhs and lakhs of dollars daily, no harm. They will not affect you. You have done me like today I am. Otherwise I was in the room in Mathura. He is the first person, Western devotee, that meet me and helped me so much. And is still helping. I'm thinking I will go to again in America. But if he is not going, I will not go. So Krishna must give him some dollars more, yes, that he can arrange like before. So I pray Krishna. I've never seen before 1 lakh at a time. Not even 10,000 also. But you showed me.
At
a time.
At
a time. He gave so many lakhs. Hare Krishna. Then all person used to know, oh, Narayan Maharaj. Keshavji Gauriya Mat.
Rup Sanatan.
And Rup Sanatan. Now all will know. Durvasa Rishi Ashram, very good. More than two. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. After going from here, you should do kirtan. No? I am feeling so much better.
Okay.
I could have given 2 rounds more.
Huh.
But previously, in 1 month, in 1 round I used to
feel.
But now I can give 4-5 rounds. Hare Krishna. Chodha? Hare Krishna. What is so sacred and so durlabh,
rare
thing in this world, that if that thing will be achieved, then money, happiness, liberation, Vaikuntha, even Brajdham, and in Brajdham, Radha Krishna, conjugal love can be very easily received. What is that thing?
Mercy to
Gurudev. Is
in this world, bona fide Gurudev is very rare, very rare. And Kotiswapi Mahamuni, lakhs and lakhs and kotis, crore. It is very rare to have a very bona fide Gurudev, as it has been told in Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, everywhere. From our past previous impressions, if a guru like that, bona fide in all Shastra, if he can remove all kinds of doubts, and he has some realization of Krishna, realization of chanting Hari name, then he is Guru, otherwise no. We see that here, Guru are coming and falling, no realization, not chanting more than one round, two round, three round, four round, 16 round, yes. Not 62 round, 64 round, or 64 into 3. And remembering the 8, not attempting to do, but automatically coming, spontaneously, is actually like Narada told that Yasodhi, he said, have just now Krishna Prabhu, and he began to wait. Shyamananda Prabhu, you know, Rasikananda, one of the disciples of Shaman. Mad elephants were coming. They attacked, and he was bathing in a river or pond in the deep forest. A jhundaka, group of elephant by, and they wanted to attack. He took some water. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, and he sprinkled them. They became mad in Krishna prema. They took their fits like this, and their soul, and began to talk, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We cannot do. All the elephants became mad in Krishna prema. They began, lions began, and tigers began to play with sea goats and deers. All weeping and telling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So if bona fide Guru is found, at once, without delay, a second, giving your heads to him and hearts offering to the lotus feet, at once take something, Krishna. Otherwise, you will fall. And if you fell down, then you are falling down for lakhs and lakhs births. No certainty that you will have again this body. No? It is no certainty. Next birth, you may be hog, pig, monkeys and other things. We may be the insects of tools. It is very hard to come in this body. Krishna has given mercifully this. We have not done anything for that, but yet Krishna has given. So try to do bhajan, try to seek any guru, and to come in his shelter and offer your all hearts, fully surrender, and what he gives, you should take it as a jewel. Krishna means Chintamani. You know Chintamani? What you think, he will give at once. What you feel of these worldly coins and dollars and all these things? So Krishna Nam Chintam, Guru will give it. If you are chanting for own
interest,
no, not taking Harinam from Guru and chanting without any Guru, independently Hare Krishna, because it is written everywhere and Guru has told like so. So I should do. It will be of benefit, certainly, no doubt, but not so much pure. So we should try to make a Guru at once, without delay. Our time will go and forever it will go. So in this kirtan he has sung very beautiful, and he sang kirtan so good. Chakshujan Diladei Janme Janme Prabhu Se. What is the meaning?
He opens my darkened eyes.
Loudly.
He opens my darkened eyes and he's my Lord birth after birth.
How? How? Or any we were like a hog and pig and all others, monkeys. Always involved in material desires and all these things. We were never you have heard Krishna name, Ram name, or any name of Krishna. But Krishna sent him mercifully to bestow his mercy upon all these jivas, souls, conditioned souls. So first he made, we were grass, we were trees, we were animals. Like we are going to walk and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna. Like Nityananda Prabhu Haridas, they used to walk and to tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna.
This pure name entered in their ears. At once, a very powerful Shakti Ungi mein pravesh kar entered in their heart. After that, they became man-shaped and they had some past impressions. Now, they wanted to meet with, associate with Vaishnavas. In 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 100 births, they knew that Guruji is essential. We should be. But how we can take? We take cigarettes, we take wine, we are involved in
toxication,
and so on. How we can take? Rudra told, I will give power to remove all things. At once you should give up all things. He was hesitating, but having power from his Gurudev, at once give up all these things. He told Gurudev, I am taking you to any Vaishnava. He did not told that I am Guru. Oh, you should be in association of Vaishnava, Shuddha, pure Bhakta. And he told. One birth went on like this. Again, he took birth. Now he began to see, where is Gurudev? Where are Vaishnavas? He used to go to temples or Mandir of Radha Krishna or anyone. Then any Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna sent any very powerful Vaishnava. And he heard so many things. What you are doing? You are uselessly spending your time. You should chant Hari and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Your all evil things will go away. Suffering and sorrows will go away if you will chant this name. You know, Krishna has appeared in Mayapur Dham and he is distributing this pure name without anything. No money, nothing. Papi like Jagai Madai. They had Krishnam from Nityananda. They are now purified. They have become Pakka Vaishnav. Pure Vaishnav. So if you will go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or not going to him, even chanting Gaur Nityananda and Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Mercifully Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and purify you. He will send any good Vaishnava like a Guru, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, like Reverend Srisila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj.
Like yourself.
No. Don't. So, he may send Narottam Thakur again, like Kirtaniya, he may send Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. So, they will come and give us initiations and make us so pure that Krishna pastimes will, like a garland, it will come out. Krishna is always chanting, no parishram.
Without any effort.
Without any effort. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are sleeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are waking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are sleeping and now you are getting up, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. If anything comes very dangerous, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, like Ajamin, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. So day and night, going, walking, even falling down, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So your life will be so pure. So you should think that if a very good Vaishnava or Guru comes, Krishna has mercifully sent. Otherwise, he cannot do anything. Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has empowered Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. That is why in no time he is praying after Hare Krishna. But don't forget Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He is the root, origin. So this should be very grateful to our Guru Parampara. Gaur Pramana.